Federal dollars flow in while layoff notices go out. The high end of San Diego's economic ledger is striking by any measure. Northrop Grumman locked in a $3 billion Department of Defense agreement, providing thousands of local employees multi-year economic visibility. General Atomics received a $20 million California Competes tax credit tied specifically to fusion energy expansion at the DID National Fusion Facility, the only fusion research device operating as a Department of Energy national user facility in the entire western United States. On the biotech side, Cardis Therapeutics closed a $50 million Series B. Japan's Crafe established a $33 million R&D fund focused on pancreatic cancer diagnostics. And UC San Diego is running an $18 million NSF Quantum Materials Research Center as part of a six-center, $108 million national initiative. Sitting directly alongside those figures, ServiceNow is cutting 133 San Diego positions, with terminations hitting by September 28. The company has described the reductions as strategic rather than financially driven, noting their concentration at senior and director levels, a framing that matters considerably less to the 133 people updating their resumes. Stone Brewing, one of the defining brands of San Diego's craft beer identity, filed a WARN notice covering 220 positions, with the first layoff phase scheduled for October 19. The brewery situation reflects a national industry-wide shift, with consumers moving away from craft beer toward ready-to-drink products and wine alternatives. The county's unadjusted unemployment rate stood at 4.7% in July, tied for the year's high, while the seasonally adjusted figure of 4.3% trails both Orange County at 4.2% and San Francisco at 3.9%, region San Diego typically outcompetes. More telling still, the regional labor force fell to 1.63 million workers in July, the lowest level in 3 years and nearly 50,000 below the March 2025 peak. When a labor force contracts at that scale, it signals residents leaving the region or leaving the workforce entirely. The geography of who bears the pain sharpens the picture further. Defense contracts and biotech funding concentrate in corridors like Sorrento Valley, Torrey Pines, and Miramar. Stone Brewing's workforce is distributed differently, its Escondido Brewery, its taprooms, touching a different slice of working-class San Diego than the sectors pulling in federal dollars. A headline unemployment rate averaged across a Northrop engineer and a Stone Brewing production worker, as one analysis put it, tells you almost nothing about what either is actually experiencing. The housing market adds further texture. The county median for existing single-family homes reached $1.099 million in July, up 5.7% year-over-year, but sales volume fell 6.7% month-over-month. In commercial real estate, industrial vacancy reached 7.06% with net absorption turning negative at minus 236,000 square feet, a sharp reversal from positive 1.1 million square feet the prior quarter. The picture that emerges is a region genuinely strong in its federally anchored sectors and genuinely stressed at its edges, with the gap appearing wider than it did 2 years ago.